I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
I do not believe God created our bodies to be dysfunctional and require medications and surgeries. Like, the biggest thing that kills me is removing organs because they're dysfunctional, because they're not behaving. Like, I did that and it kills me. Like, it breaks my heart that that is what I used to do. I used to say, well, let's just take it out. If it's bothering you, let's just take it out. That's the mentality of a surgeon.
Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. I am so excited for this episode. I know I say this a lot, like, you're going to be blown away. This episode is a life changer, but no, ladies, mama, this is for you. So if you're a guy, this might not be the episode for you. However, you are going to want to pass it on to your sister, your wife, your mom, whoever, because every single female needs to listen to this episode. It's incredible. It literally life-changing. Okay, so before we dive into all of that, welcome to the show. So excited you all are here. Welcome back. Welcome to our first time listeners, all of the things. Make sure you guys go back and listen to all of the episodes when you get a chance, like binge watch. Actually, it's binge listen to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I want you guys to have a full, like, I always say, like, your fitness journey is like this giant toolbox, right? And we pick up all the different tools and put them in the toolbox. It's not about just one thing. It's not about just like one tool, like a jackhammer or like a saw. Like, no, you're going to need a screwdriver. You're going to need a hammer. You're going to need a measuring tape. And this podcast is one of those tools. So when you go back and listen to them all, you're gathering your tools. You're learning about how to do this right. And today's episode is just going to add to it. So be ready for it. Also, when this episode airs, you guys are going to have time to still get into my free Reignite Yourself Bootcamp. We start April 11th and it is going to be fire. We did one in January. You guys have heard me talking about it a lot. Get in. Go to busy2bombfitmom.com/bootcamp. put in your name, your email, and then it'll send you to the group to join. I'm doing it all in a private Facebook group, so it's easy to use. You guys are going to get live workouts from me in there before we get started, so get in right away. And then on April 11th, I do the welcome call, and we have 5 days of free training. You guys are going to learn how to create the life you want to live. Like, and it's not boring either. I promise you, it's not like, oh my God, I don't want to listen to this training. No. I'm going to keep you entertained, engaged. Like, we're going to interact. We're going to become BFFs. Like, I'm going to show up on your doorstep and be like, hi, so what do you think of the boot camp so far? Okay, maybe not that far, but we are going to see each other in the group. Like, we're going to get to know each other, and it's going to be phenomenal. You do not want to miss it, especially if you are someone that's like, I need a change. I need to do something. I need to maybe reignite that fire inside of you. Yeah, mama, if that's you, get in. Busy to bomb. Oh my God, I say that so fast and so Michigan. Busy to bomb fitmom.com/bootcamp. Get in there and rate and review this podcast. You guys, check out the show notes. We'll put everything in there that you need for this episode. Make sure you give us 5 stars. Please write a review if you haven't yet. It does amazing, amazing things. Okay, now on for the show. We have Dr. Tabitha Barber, and we are talking all women's things, hormones, birth control, how they work, like estrogen dominance for dummies. Like, these are the things that you guys need to know, and it's going to change your life. Dr. Barber has devoted her life to giving women a voice and a choice when it comes to their health and well-being. As a young girl, she struggled with self-esteem, identity issues. She dealt with peer pressure, and she survived the ridicule and stigma of becoming a teenage mom. As she shared in her first public book titled From White Trash to White Coat, The Birth of Catherine's Purpose, those events led Tabitha to finding her purpose in life. And with perseverance and grace, she was able to redirect her path in life and become a successful physician. Dr. Tabitha Barber is a triple board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, menopause, and functional medicine. Oh yes. She has the unique situation of being licensed to practice medicine in over half the country. So you now have the ability to work with a functional physician virtually. She's the host of the Gutsy Gynecologist Show too. You guys have to tune in. And she shares her wisdom and knowledge with women everywhere to reclaim their health. And she's also an inspirational speaker, mentor, wife, mom, grandma. And by incorporating functional medicine into her women's health practice, she's able to provide women with the tools, tools that they need to optimize their health and happiness, which in turn allows those women to pursue their purpose in life. This episode is fire. I cannot stress enough how important it is to listen to this episode all the way to the end and then share it. When you guys go to your screen, if you're listening to it on your phone, whether you're listening on Amazon, Spotify, whatever, there's always these little dots and you click it and it's the link to this podcast. Click it, copy the link, like blast it on Facebook, put it on your Instagram stories, share it to your friend, send it out in an email. And we will send an email out on this episode too. So if you guys aren't on my email list, make sure you get on. And if you want to be put on, just email me info@melissavogelfitness.com. We'll put you on, and then you could forward that email on too. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. We have Dr. Tabitha Barber on. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I am thrilled. We are going to dive into everything, like all the stuff. We're not going to hold back. We're going to ask you the hard questions and really get an understanding for overall woman's health. I was watching your IG, I think it was your IG or TikTok. I don't know. We all blend the worlds together, you know?
Right.
And you had a post up recently and you were saying something about how listeners had to go back to one of your very first episodes. And you're like, go back. I think it's like episode number 2 on your podcast. And you were talking about how you break down just like the basic information of like hormones and women's health. And I'm like, oh, so many women don't understand this. They don't, right. They have no clue how their bodies work.
That was probably the menstrual cycle as a vital sign episode because, yes. Yeah, it's so important. We don't learn this. And it's like essential for you to understand how it's supposed to be so that you can interpret when things are going awry. Because literally, your period is just a ton of information for you to know. Are you balanced? Are you good? Is something going on? Same with your poop. If your poop has issues, it's not regular, everyday, formed, easy to pass, you need to figure out why. It's trying to tell you something. So these are all just messages from your body that we need to start paying attention to. And really, we've been trained to ignore them or to cover them up with Band-Aid medicine. And we need to stop that.
Yeah. Well, and we have such like a negative mindset with it too. Like we look at it as our period as like annoying and
right.
It just doesn't fit in our life. And it's another thing we have to deal with. People don't look at it as like a benefit or a bonus or a vital sign at all. Same with pooping. You know how many moms are like, I don't have time to poop.
Yeah. And that is destroying their health. Like literally we have to change how we're thinking about all of it. It's not a nuisance. It's important information and you should feel empowered by understanding what the information is telling you, and then you can shift things and live your best life. It's like really empowering when you figure all this stuff out.
It really is. Not to get like all personal and up in my uterus, but I have recently learned so much. I would say like recent within like the last 5 years. And I have 3 kids. Literally didn't even understand how my cervix worked and like really what like dilated mean when I was giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
Of my 3rd child.
Yeah. And what I've found is most gynecologists, they don't explain that stuff to their patients. Just things are just done to you. There's no explanation. And it's really sad how we treat women in this country.
It is. And I want to bring that out. And I just want to be honest with about all of that, because ladies, if you're listening and you're like, I had no clue. Oh my God, don't be embarrassed, because it's not our fault. And I've recently, which to me, I feel embarrassed, but I'm going to let that go because I just told all of you to. But, you know, I've been in this industry, the health, fitness field and platform for over 20 years. And within the last probably 7, I have learned how to train and sync with my period and my cycle, and learning what week, not the week to go hard, not right. The week to get into a caloric right. deficit, or like this week just wrapped up my period. And this week I'm like, I'm making gains. I'm going to go for as heavy as I can. Like, this is the week to take control. And this is fairly new to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you're doing that. And I've been thinking about this for about a decade. You know, I used to work out and wonder, like, why can't I do it on certain days? Why am I struggling so hard? And we're now coming to understand that it really does have everything to do with what your hormones are doing each day of your 28-day cycle. And so if you can understand that progression from really low hormones, they start to increase, they peak, they come back down, and they do that twice a month. If you can capitalize, like when your hormones are lower and they're not up yet, you want to kill your workouts. You want to do harder stuff. You want to do longer fasts. And then when you are trying to make your hormones, you probably need to eat more carbohydrates and support that hormone production, get all those healthy fats in. And then when you are trying to maintain and actually potentially get pregnant during your luteal phase, which I know you might not want to be pregnant, but that's what your physiology wants. Your physiology yes. thinks you're going to have a baby and get pregnant that month. So it wants to rest and restore and repair and chill for a few days before your period. If you can get in sync with that, you will learn how to thrive and have an amazing life, because no longer are you fighting against your body, but you're working with it. And it's so much easier.
It really is. And life is already too complicated and hard right. with everything else that we can't control. At least this is something that like women, like you can control this, and like you have how your schedule looks and syncing. And it breaks my heart. Like you said, like how women are treated in this country is, it's unbelievable to me. It really is. It's eye-opening. You have quite the resume. I mean, you are a doctor, you are an author, you are a podcast host, you're an inspirational speaker, a mentor, a wife, a mom, a grandma. Oh my God, all of the things. You are also a triple board certified in obstetrics, gynecology, menopause, and functional medicine.
Yes.
You are so perfect for this episode and the Bad Mom. Because I always say, we only have the best of the best on this show. You were found by one of my coaches in my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. We have been talking more about hormones and menopause and perimenopause and like learning. And we've been like just on a mission of like finding more information and educational. And I think that's how our coach Julie found you. And I think this is just absolutely perfect. Now you have to explain to us, what is functional gynecology? Like, you're a functional gynecologist.
Yes. Correct?
What does that mean?
Right. So really, Melissa, I think I just made the term up.
I love it.
I'll be honest with you. I love it. Because here I was practicing as an OBGYN, doing all the regular stuff, giving out birth control pills, doing surgery, delivering babies. But I was on a mission to heal myself. And I found this world of health and wellness that I knew nothing about as a doctor, because we focus on disease. We do not understand prevention. We don't understand health. And so it was all foreign to me. And I started studying it because I'm a nerd. I love to learn. And when I started studying the hormone module and realized that all of these conditions that I was quote unquote treating as a gynecologist, what I was actually doing was practicing Band-Aid medicine. I was getting rid of the symptoms and the complaints that women had, but I wasn't actually fixing the reason that they were happening. And in functional medicine, they call that the root cause, or the root causes of why something is happening. And so if you think about things like fibroids, endometriosis, heavy periods, PMS, acne, those are from hormone imbalances that are being driven by something deeper, from chronic gut issues, from liver dysfunction, from chronic stress and adrenal fatigue, from thyroid issues. And so there's an upstream root cause reason why you're having hormone imbalances, and they are presenting as these GYN issues. And the more I studied it, I realized I can no longer practice gynecology. I can no longer see you for 15 minutes and hand you these synthetic birth control pills, and then have you come back complaining of a new symptom 2 months later. And now here's your antidepressant, here's your Prilosec for your heartburn. And the medication list just grows and grows, as well as the symptoms. And so I left that world, as scary as it was. I was actually chief of staff of the hospital. I ran the OB department. Like, had an amazing career. You know, I had the 401k and the nice cush salary, but I couldn't in good conscience practice that way anymore. It just wasn't right. Because when you know better, you have to do better. So I left and I started practicing functional medicine full time as a way to heal all these GYN issues. And it was so amazing, because I used to do 4 to 6 surgeries a week. And here I'm actually healing women and no longer doing any surgeries and procedures. I'm not even touching these patients. And it was just astounding to see that not only were they feeling better, but their stuff was reversing. Like, they were getting rid of Hashimoto's and insulin resistance and permanently losing weight and feeling amazing. And so I just went on this mission, like, what the heck? And I've come to understand a basic couple things, like your gut health is really the gateway to your GYN health. So I encourage every woman who has a GYN issue to get their gut evaluated. And most women are like, well, I don't know what that means. And most gynecologists and conventional doctors don't know how to do that. It wasn't until I studied functional medicine that I learned how to evaluate the microbiome and the digestive function that's happening with stool testing. And so that's where I really love to put my focus. If someone wants to be my patient and they have IBS and acne and heavy periods or infertility, like, we're going straight to the gut. We're getting to the root cause of all of this. And it's amazing to see the transformations that these women have. It's so good.
What are the age range that you work with? I mean, are you working with teenagers dealing with acne and heavy periods and stuff? Or
I am, you know, it's not as common, but I'll get a mom who usually she's been through it and she doesn't want her daughter to end up down the same path. And she's showing typical signs of like, oh, she's going down this path, or birth control pills are the only thing that's offered and she's 13 years old. Like, that's not okay. To me, that's malpractice, yet it's the standard of care in this country. It's very sad. And so, yes, my patients range from as soon as they hit puberty and they're having periods until they're done enjoying their life. Like, there's no age range. I would say the majority of women are coming to me during perimenopause, this time period where their periods are no longer regular and they're starting to have a lot of symptoms that don't have answers and they're being dismissed or not listened to by their OBGYNs, you know, or they're given antidepressants and weight loss drugs and all these crazy things. Now there's this injectable drug for weight loss. Just take this. Well, it has a huge risk of pancreatic and thyroid cancer. I'm sorry. I don't want to just sign up for that. So that's where I see the most women is usually that perimenopausal stage of things are starting to shift. They're riding this hormonal roller coaster and they can't get any answers. They can't figure out what the heck is going on.
God, that's like everyone right now.
It is. It is.
It's like everyone.
So many, you know, I get this question a lot. Why are so many women struggling? Why is perimenopause happening earlier and earlier, right? Like, I'm not going to say I was in medical school, I don't know, over 20 years ago. It was a while. And really, perimenopause, I was taught, was like a 1 to 2 year transition before your period stopped. And you might get some hot flashes and night sweats. Now you ask someone about perimenopause and they're like, oh yeah, I can start at 35 and last 5, 10, 15 years. And you have like this whole list of symptoms. And so you have to step back and say, what the heck has happened over the past few decades that has made this so rampant? And I think us speaking up about it is part of it. But the bigger issue is the toxins in our environment, in our crazy stressed out lives, and our terrible gut health. The food industry is killing us. And so those three major components have really shifted the hormonal landscape for women. And we cannot stay in balance. When I talked to my mom, she had 5 kids. Pregnancies were easy and good. She transitioned into menopause. She ran a business. She was a busy woman, but she didn't have all this craziness that I do and everybody else did because she didn't eat all the toxic food. She didn't slather her body with all the chemicals. We didn't have a microwave. We didn't microwave our food in plastic. You know, like all this stuff compounds and creates all these hormone imbalances that we're essentially trying to just cover up and ignore.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't carry around phones either. Like, we still don't even know the effects and the damage.
My phone was on the wall.
Right?
And dial.
Yeah.
And we could get the buttons. That was really exciting. I got the buttons. I was like, oh my gosh.
Moving up.
So cool.
We're moved up in life. And the long cord, you know?
Yes.
And that plays into so many things. One, just the technology and being honest and the EMFs and all that. But two, like, life stopped. Like, if you didn't want to talk to someone, you shut off.
Yes.
Now it follows us everywhere, and the stress, and everyone can get a hold of us, and kids and bullying, and like all, like, it just, it doesn't end. It never ends. We could shut it off. We could come home from school, be at home, and it was done, you know? And so I think all of that plays into it too, but it's scary to think where we're going to be in another 20 years when we do learn. And all these girls, like, they carry around, I get so mad at my kids when they get in the car and they have their phones on them and they like put them on their lap. I'm like, get the phone away from your uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And, or they right here.
We really need to teach women these things and our young girls. And, you know, like, I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, and they found the world of Bath and Body Works and all these fragrances and Sephora and all these stores, and like, you walk in, I can barely breathe, it's so toxic. But because they haven't spent 40 years accumulating toxins, they can handle it and they think it's great and it smells so good. But really, we are contributing to their hormone imbalances when we're allowing them to just be doused in chemicals and slather them in our bodies and to inhale them into their lungs. And so now we're seeing puberty at a younger and younger age. We're seeing boys with man boobs and with like weight gain like a girl. And it's all being driven by these chemicals in our food and in our products. And so there are a lot of things that we can do as moms. We can set boundaries. We can say, you know what? We are shutting off from the rest of the world. We're taking an electric timeout. Like all of those things I think are really important for us to do as moms.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I'm like the mean mom, you know, my kids are like, everyone else wears perfume after gym class at school and I don't. And I'm like, oh no, you get away if they're spraying it. You know, I'm like, it's chemicals. Like you are just feeding that and soaking it into your skin. And now I have a 17-year-old. I don't even know how that happened, but I do, which I can't even believe. And it's harder. It's a lot harder the older they get. And she's having major acne issues. And I took her to dermatologist the other day. And I'm like, okay, like what are our options? Like, what do we want to look into? Our two options, Accutane and birth control.
Yes. Or antibiotics.
Oh, so, that too. Yeah. Yeah. Right. They got her on that too. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Let's wipe out her gut.
Yeah, exactly. And that piece kills me because we realize it's a bacterial imbalance. So we give antibiotics, but we don't take it that one step further with the common sense to go, oh, maybe she has a gut imbalance in her microbiome. Maybe healing her gut might actually heal her acne, because that is almost always where acne is coming from, is from gut dysbiosis. So we get so many things wrong in conventional medicine. And for a mom who's dealing with that stuff, like I would really hold off on Accutane. That stuff is toxic.
Oh, and you just got to Google it. And it like everything, I'm like,
right.
You want to get on this, Havana? Like, look at this. This is what you want to do?
But I feel your pain because it's something as simple as removing cheap and poor toxic dairy from your diet could be enough to relieve the acne, but it's really hard. With your kids. It's really hard, especially if they're eating half their meals outside of your home, outside of your presence. You don't have a lot of control. So I always say, like, pick your battles. You know, is the acne bothering them as much as it's bothering you? Because it's probably temporary during this hormonal surge. But I just like to start to point out stuff like, hey, do you think maybe that ice cream that you just started eating every day recently might be part of your flare-up issue? And just plant the seed, you know, to help them understand that food can either be toxic and detrimental, or it can be nourishing and healing. It's just depending on what you choose.
Yeah, which route you go. So can we talk about estrogen dominance a little bit? Because I think this is where a lot of women like fall into right now, and probably teens too.
Yes.
Give it to us like estrogen dominance for dummies. Like, what is it?
So estrogen and progesterone are like friends. Progesterone keeps estrogen in check from getting out of control. Estrogen is a growth hormone. The purpose of estrogen is to grow your boobs, to grow your hips, to grow the lining inside your uterus for you to potentially get pregnant and carry that baby. Progesterone is there to prevent it from overgrowing, to help it be sustained and maintained and not overgrown. So what happens is we often have low progesterone because we're either not ovulating because of gut issues, other issues going on, or we're too stressed and we're stealing the ingredients for progesterone to make cortisol, our stress hormone, because they come from the same ingredients. And so stress alone can cause you to not ovulate and not make progesterone. So that can look like estrogen dominance just because your progesterone is so low compared to your estrogen. So it's like this balance that starts to get off. And then if you make too much estrogen or you don't get rid of it when you're done making it, that can increase your levels as well. So the imbalance gets even bigger, gets even higher. And the major reasons for too much estrogen is we have three main types of estrogen that we use: estrone, estradiol, and estriol. Once our body's done using them, it can do three things. It can recycle and make more estriol, which is a weaker form of estrogen. It can send it to the liver to get a garbage tag put on it to send to the urine and stool for removal. Goodbye, I'm done with that estrogen. Or it can do this intermediate process because your liver's too backed up and can't accept any more estrogen, and you make something called 4-hydroxyestrone. This is what seems to be associated with an increased risk of breast cancer and uterine cancer, because it does this quinone reaction where it damages the cells and the DNA. And so you don't want too much 4-hydroxyestrone. And you're going to make too much if you have too much liver burden going on, if your liver cannot accept the estrogen for removal. And what are the major causes of that? Alcohol is number one. Your liver has to deactivate or metabolize all the stuff that comes from the outside world, all your hormones that you make, all your cholesterol that you make and eat. Like, it has a lot of jobs. And so if you drink alcohol every day, your liver has to set estrogen aside and metabolize the alcohol first, because it's an exogenous toxin. It says, okay, we got to take care of this. And so the estrogen goes back, gets recirculated, and gets changed into this 4-hydroxyestrone. So alcohol is actually one of the biggest risk factors for breast cancer, but nobody talks about this.
No one says that.
They want to blame the hormone, but it's not the hormone. The hormone's imbalanced because you're drinking too much alcohol. You're eating too many processed foods and causing fatty liver, or you're taking too much Tylenol and Benadryl and all these other drugs that have to be metabolized through the liver. And so you're never metabolizing your estrogen. And so all of this creates estrogen dominance. And the most common picture is your periods get heavy. You get anemia, you develop fibroids, endometriosis, you get headaches and severe PMS, you get breast tenderness. Like, all of those are classic estrogen dominant symptoms. And when you go to your gynecologist, they try to fix it with the birth control, right? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We should talk about that a little more. Mm-hmm. Or they try an IUD. So the IUD has a synthetic progestin. It's kind of like progesterone, but not exactly. It stops the lining in the uterus from growing, but it sends the wrong signal to the rest of the body and actually does the opposite of progesterone. Progesterone is our calming anti-anxiety hormone. It helps us feel good and sleep, whereas progestins cause weight gain and anxiety and depression, and they don't feel good for a lot of women. So you go on some IUD with a progestin, it slows the bleeding down or stops it completely, but you haven't actually fixed the estrogen dominance problem. Estrogen is still in the background, wreaking havoc and causing problems. You just covered up the main symptom that was telling you the problem was there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, and I am so honored to be able to talk about this product and recommend it to you all on my podcast, because it's literally a product that has changed my life. I have had some recent travel. I took those travel packets with me and I did not miss a day. And everyone's asking, okay, so what is this stuff? That's the number one question I get. And is it disgusting? Does it taste really gross because it looks green? Yes, it is green. No, it doesn't taste disgusting. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, all you do is pour it into water. You're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients, oh, it supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. AG1 contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It helps support better sleep quality and recovery, and supports mental clarity and alertness.
take it first thing in the morning, shake it up, down it, because it's going to coat your stomach. It's setting you up for optimal absorption. So when you do eat the right foods and you put the right thing into your body, you can actually absorb it. And right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially with it being cold and flu season. And can I just add, I haven't been sick once. Knock on wood, not once. It's just one scoop of cup and water every day, and that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/bombmom. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/bombmom to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
And so this is the scenario that I realized was happening. Was I would give a patient birth control pills. She'd be okay for a few years. We'd do the IUD. She would eventually bleed through that or not tolerate it. We'd do an endometrial ablation to burn the lining of the uterus. Mm-hmm. That may or may not work. It starts to grow back. We do a hysterectomy, and a few years later, they have breast cancer. Like, that is the most common scenario that is playing out in the past 15 to 20 years since I've been doing this. And what it is undiagnosed, untreated estrogen dominance. Oh. And it kills me to think how much we could be avoiding all these bad diagnoses and all these surgeries and interventions if we actually just said, oh my gosh, let's heal, let's balance your hormones, let's get that estrogen in check, let's help you make your progesterone again,
right,
and bring those levels back into balance. So it's all possible, but gynecologists don't know how to do it. So you have to go to a functional practitioner who knows all of this.
Uh-huh.
So unfortunately, I'm kind of a unicorn. I'm not very common.
There's <You are.
laughs> not a lot of conventionally trained OBGYNs doing this. Mm-mm. And I am on a mission to make this the standard of care in my lifetime. It's going to take a while. The medical system is super broken, but this is my mission, to get this word out that you actually have to stop drinking alcohol every day. You have to stop eating processed food. You have to let your job go at 5 o'clock and put the phone down and go outside and move your body with purpose and process all the crap in your head. And you have to do all the stuff, but you can heal yourself and avoid all that medical sequelae that we're talking about. You don't have to be on a list of drugs. I do not believe God created our bodies to be dysfunctional and require medications and surgeries. Like, the biggest thing that kills me is removing organs because they're dysfunctional, because they're not behaving. Like, I did that and it kills me. Like, it breaks my heart that that is what I used to do. I used to say, well, let's just take it out. If it's bothering you, let's just take it out. That's the mentality of a surgeon. And do you think that most of your listeners realize that gynecologists are surgeons? We're not hormone experts. We're surgeons. I spent 4 years doing a hysterectomy 4 different ways and procedures and delivering babies and using my hands. I didn't study hormone intricacies and menopause. I had to do all of that after my OBGYN residency and life. So I think we look to these experts for all this hormone advice, but they're not trained in that. They don't know any of this. Mm-hmm. And we just need to say, okay, we're asking the wrong people to help us.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that stuck out to me, I mean, all of this, I'm just like, oh my God,
I know it's a lot,
but it's important. You know, it's important to hear all of this over and over and over again. And that's why I love podcasts, because you can listen to it over and over again and you can share and pass on and like everything. How you said, like, getting IUD, getting on birth control, it doesn't fix the problem. It's still there. You didn't, oh, and that's what women say. That's such common verbiage. Like, oh, he put me on birth control pill to fix it and balanced out. And I feel better now.
Right. Oh, the one that kills me is to regulate my hormones.
Yes.
Can I please debunk this myth right now?
Absolutely.
That is a flat out lie. We do not regulate your cycle with birth control pills. What the birth control pills do, these are synthetic hormones, meaning that they're not exactly the same chemical that your body makes. They're like that. Like if you ever took high school chemistry, there's some different hydrogens, some different oxygens on there. And so they send kind of the same signal. But what they do is they stop your own production of hormones. You normally have this communication going on between your brain and your ovaries called the HPO axis, the hypothalamic pituitary ovarian axis. They're constantly talking to each other through their hormone levels. The birth control pill stops that conversation. It completely shuts off your hormone production. It does not regulate your hormones. It does not fix your irregular cycle. It overrides it. And so your ovaries go to sleep. They do not function when you are on a birth control pill. And that is why the majority of women who come off of a birth control pill after 5 or 10 years no longer have periods or have very irregular periods and struggle to get pregnant. That is why infertility is an epidemic, because we are shutting down our hormone production. We are not regulating it. It kills me when they say that.
I can think of like 10 women that are coming to mind right now that I know have had this conversation with me, and they told me, and this is what they're doing. And I know people listening to this, this is going to frustrate people. This is like... Yes.
It frustrated me.
Yeah.
I was like practicing this way. You know how angry I was? Like,
oh, I can't imagine. Duped.
You know, I spent $200,000 on this medical education to just screw women over. Like, I was angry.
I bet.
And you should be. We're being lied to every freaking day.
Mm-hmm. I know this is going to ruffle feathers, and people are just going to be like, well, what am I supposed to do then? You know, yes. I started them 2 months ago. I'm on the pill. I'm 43 years old. Like, what am I supposed to do now? Right.
I need birth control. I don't want to get pregnant, especially at 45. Yes, all that is true. I have a basic free little ebook. I think it's 10 pages of like how to balance your hormones naturally. You need to start there. You need to at least do these first 5 things to see how you can shift your body. And then you need to have a real conversation, potentially with a functional doctor, but at least with your gynecologist. And if they have no clue, like they really don't get it, then you just have to go in there with your knowledge already having made a decision, because that conversation is not going to be helpful. It's going to just frustrate you. So consume these podcasts, but understand there are hormonal options or non-hormonal options for birth control. The Paragard IUD is made of copper. It has no hormones in it. It can be in your uterus for up to 10 years. It's 99% effective. There is nothing more effective than that. You could do that. You could use barrier methods. They now have diaphragms, one size fits all. You just go pick it up at CVS or wherever. You could do a lower dose hormonal IUD, and hopefully it won't affect your hormones as much. I will say, on average, when I was practicing OBGYN, it was probably 60-40. So 60% of women tolerated the hormones in the IUDs and put up with it, and were like, I just want to leave it. And then there was 40% who, it was obvious, they were so depressed or so anxious or had gained so much weight, like they really couldn't tolerate it. And the companies will tell you that these hormones only work locally on the uterus and they don't affect you systemically. That's what we were trained to say. Like, I had my whole spiel, but let me just give you an anatomy lesson. Where your uterus is to your ovaries, there's literally an inch or less with a big fat artery connecting the two. And that synthetic progestin goes right through that artery to your ovary and tells your ovary, oh, we have progestins. You don't have to make your own. So it's really uncommon for women to have normal balanced hormone levels on those hormonal IUDs. So you could talk about vasectomy. You could talk about a tubal ligation, those different options. But I think it's worth at least evaluating. And let me just say this, like, I was a teen mom. I got pregnant in 11th grade and I'm a high school dropout. How did I become a doctor? I was on birth control. So I'm not saying it shouldn't be an option, that you shouldn't be on it. But would I have been on it for 20 years and flared up my autoimmune disease and my chronic gut issues? No. I want you to have informed consent. I want you to know what you're signing up to take, because this is not a sugar pill. So take the birth control pill, but know that you might have some ramifications. Know that you're going to actually have to love on your gut a lot more because it causes leaky gut. You're going to have to take vitamin and mineral supplementation because it causes major vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And know that it could affect your fertility if you haven't had children or you want more children, and that it is not regulating your hormones. Like, if you're cool with that and you want to sign up, I'm all for supporting you. Like, I still do give women birth control pills every now and again, but we have this whole conversation because right. that is what's most important to me. So I just want women to feel empowered after they're done with their frustration, that there are options.
Right. After you're done being mad at us, we want you to feel good. What would happen to a woman that's like, I don't know, mid 40s, she's been on birth control and she's staying because, you know, it's regulating it. Eventually she has to come off, right? And eventually to go through menopause. Like, what the hell happens when?
So this is another crazy example that we don't use any common sense in medicine. So we yeah. tell women, be on this synthetic hormone combination for 20 years. And then as soon as you hit 50, you got to go off because that stuff's dangerous and it's going to cause cancer. You got to get off of it now.
Oh my God.
And it's like, we don't even think about the fact that we just did something to your body for 20 years with these synthetic hormones, but we want to blame breast cancer on taking hormones after menopause. That is absurd to me. That just makes absolutely no sense.
Zero.
But that's what we do. That's how I was trained. You hit 50. Okay, we got to have the conversation. You got to come off of that. That's not safe. And good luck, right? So it's now standard of care to offer an antidepressant as first line therapy for menopause symptoms, for your hot flashes, your night sweats. Oh yeah. If you read NAMS, North American Menopause Society, ACOG, American College of OBGYNs, that is what they're telling OBGYNs to do, is give you an antidepressant before any kind of biological hormone. Isn't that heartbreaking?
Oh, heartbreaking, like, doesn't even describe it.
Antidepressants do? They kill any libido that you potentially had left going into menopause. So the divorce rate goes sky high. And they average a 5 to 10 pound weight gain. And you're already going to gain weight when your estrogen tanks and goes low. So you tell me you're not going to be friggin' depressed in menopause.
Like, right?
It's disgusting.
What a shit show.
Exactly. That's all it is. I have no explanation except it's a shit show at this point.
Yeah. Oh my God. I am so glad we're talking about this. I really am. It's ugly and messy that this is. And I'm just like,
if you're listening to this, your whole future just changed.
Like, seriously.
Amen to listening to this episode today, because you are not going to have the same future as if you didn't know this information. So I'm glad that you're doing this podcast and that you are talking about this stuff. It is so vital.
It really is. And I'm all about women's health and living a full, healthy life in all aspects, not get skinny, eat some salads, work out, watch your calories and burn 700. Don't stop till you're done.
Oh, like, gosh.
That's just so what's out there right now. And I'm just not. Mm-hmm. And these things, these topics directly affect your health and fitness journey. It goes hand in hand.
Menopause will derail you every time. Like, that's probably the most common reason women come to me, is I can no longer do what I used to do. It doesn't work anymore. I don't feel like me. I don't know who I am anymore. I can't even go to the gym. I can't tolerate the exercise. It wipes me out for days after. And it's mm-hmm. all because your hormones are tanked.
Can you, and should you, get your hormones tested like regularly? Like, and what's the best way?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love testing hormones, but I will tell you, as a gynecologist, I didn't really know what any of that meant. What I did know was that if it was really high, you probably had a tumor in your ovary. Like we had to take you to surgery because you had a cyst that was causing these elevated levels. Or, yep, you were in menopause. They're super low. But that's about all I learned. That and infertility. Like we know how to look for certain markers of infertility. I didn't understand how to test hormones for hormone balance and for menopause management. I learned all of that way later through functional medicine and anti-aging medicine. And so you're going to get the typical answer from your OBGYN is going to be, we can't test those. We don't know how to interpret it. That doesn't make any sense. You can't really look at it because your levels change every day. Like they have every excuse under the book.
And I've heard all of those.
Right. They're just not trained to do it is what it comes down to. It's not that you can't, it's that they're not trained to interpret it. So I'll get women who will talk their doctors into ordering their labs, but they don't know how to interpret it. So they either say, oh, yep, you're fine, or nope, you're in menopause, good luck. And so it's still not helpful, right? So there's a huge gap. You have to find somebody who knows how to interpret those levels, not just order the test, because the lab ranges that you get, those are for like tumor or menopause. Those aren't about being balanced. So you can get this false sense of security if you're quote unquote in the normal range. Like an estrogen of 300 is in the normal range and an estrogen of 20 is in the normal range. You tell me you're going to feel the same with those two levels? That's not happening. So you have to find somebody who actually studied hormones and understands all of this.
And then once you help and start leveling, can your body take over and you get off of a, you know, supplement, if like you were, you know, taking and boosting the estrogen or progesterone or whatever, can you get off it? Or is it something more like, no, this is probably something you need to keep doing?
It very much depends on where you are in your reproductive life. If you're going into menopause and you get on hormones, you're going to want to be on those hormones probably until you pass on.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you stop those hormones, you're no longer making your own. The disease processes set in, the aging process sets in, and women can vouch to that. As soon as they go into menopause, their skin gets thin. They lose all their fullness. Everything's like sagging. Their bones hurt. Their joints hurt. Their brain doesn't work. They can't remember things. They can't sleep at night. They gain weight. That's all aging and disease processing setting in. Their cholesterol levels go up, their insulin and blood sugar goes up, and they get put on a statin medication and every other medication. So if you want to prevent all that, you have to suspend yourself in your 47, 48-year-old body with some hormones and like put your feet in the dirt and dig in and say, nope, I'm not aging like that. And some women argue like, well, menopause is natural. Like, why wouldn't we all just accept it and go into menopause naturally? But let's look again at history. 100 years ago, the average lifespan was 49.
Right.
We died. We're living half of our life in a menopausal state. I don't know about you, but I am in the prime. Like, I am like just growing two businesses and, you know, taking care of younger kids and doing all the things. And I want to look good and enjoy my husband. I don't want to go on the porch and knit and be old. Like, I'm not ready for that. So I believe that we should have the right to suspend ourselves in this time frame and stay on these hormones as long as we want to. Because if it were for men, that would be a no-brainer and it would be covered by insurance, right?
Right.
So don't expect us to keep functioning in our high performing way, running households and businesses and looking amazing without us having hormones. That's just impossible.
Mm-hmm. Do you do creams, pellets? Like if you had to start a woman, what's your go-to? Or is it different? Does it depend on the woman?
That's a great question. There's a lot of factors. So some providers are only comfortable doing a couple things because that's how they were trained. So you'll get providers who only offer pellets or only offer creams. You got to be weary of that a little bit. Pellets make money. They are a procedure. You put them in under the skin. You charge for that procedure, whereas the hormone isn't that expensive. But having said that, I do offer pellets because once they're in for 3 or 4 months, and you get this sustained nice release every day, all day long. And so women don't have to remember to put on the cream or the patch, and they feel more stable. And some women require higher levels that pellets can offer you. But I will tell you, pellets are not for everyone. Some women have genetics that they tend to metabolize their testosterone down a bad pathway or something like that. And I've had women with hair loss on testosterone pellets or acne and irritability. And once the pellet's in, you can't take it out. So there you go for 3 or 4 months. So I recommend trying the other types of hormones before jumping to pellets to see if your body even likes it and can tolerate that dosage range before you commit to something so semi-permanent, right? I love to try to make things simple for women. So I like to use standard prescriptions. There are bioidenticals that you can get at Walgreens and CVS and all of these regular pharmacies. And nobody talks about this. Everybody wants to do compounding and all this fancy stuff. Estradiol is a bioidentical estrogen, and it comes in a patch, in a gel, in a cream from the regular pharmacy, and your insurance usually helps pay for it. So I love the patch. That's what I use. Personally, I find it very easy because you can cut it. You can adjust the dosage as needed. You just change it every 3.5 days or so. And so I find that to be very easy to use. Progesterone is a capsule that you get at the regular pharmacy. You take it at bedtime. For, I would say, 90% of women, they sleep through the night again. They sleep better. They feel rested. They're no longer anxious and waking up with heart palpitations. There's a small percentage of women who need a sustained release progesterone. So that's when we do compounding, because the compounding pharmacy can make it sustained release, a slower releasing so that you stay asleep all night. Creams I like to do for older women who need little teeny baby doses. You know, maybe they're in their 60s and they've never been on hormone replacement. They have a slight increase of risk going on it because they haven't had hormones for over 10 years. There is a small risk of blood clot and stroke. So you want to start on small doses, and creams are a really good option for that. And you can adjust the dose you're getting by how much cream you're putting on, right? And you can put it vaginally, because a really common scenario, because nobody understands hormones, is that women, they will go through menopause, they will struggle and get through the hot flashes and the night sweats, and they'll be like, okay, I finally got through that. And then like 3 to 5 years later, they can no longer have intercourse. They have chronic yeast infections or bladder infections because their vagina is in desperate need of hormones. And so they're like, they finally break down and say, okay, I want hormone replacement therapy. And it's like, okay, well, it's been 10 years. Now you have a higher risk than if we would have just started you at the menopausal transition. And so some women will just get vaginal creams, and it can be life-saving. Like, it can bring their relationships back to life and really help with so much stuff. And you can do all of it vaginally: estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, all that good stuff. So there is solutions for everybody, but each person is such an individual. You have to go to somebody who evaluates all of this. There is no one size fits all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was totally a loaded question for you, and you handled that beautifully. Like, I had no clue you were going to say that. Like, I thought you were going to be like two answers, but you're right. And that makes sense. Like, every person is so individualized. And I know everyone's going to be wondering, can I work with Dr. Tabitha?
You can work with me and my team. I'm only one person, but I have a team and I oversee everything they do I trust all their decisions, obviously, or they wouldn't be on my team. And so you can, and you should, like, if you really want to enjoy the second half of your life, or the first half of your life is a huge struggle and you need like a big comprehensive picture of what the heck is going on. I've tried all the things. Like, I've changed my diet. I'm working out with Melissa. I'm sleeping. I'm doing all these things that I can control, and I'm still having problems. That's where I say, do the Healthy Her program. Like, turn over all the pieces of the puzzle, look at all the functional tests that none of your regular doctors know how to order, and really take a comprehensive approach to healing through your gut, through food sensitivities, through hormone balancing, through thyroid and blood sugar. Do it all. If you just need hormones because you're going into menopause, yes, we got you. So either right. way, it depends on what you need, but right. there's no Band-Aid medicine happening here. Like, I don't do Band-Aid medicine. So if you're looking for a quick fix, something covered by insurance, like just throw me a pill for my symptom, like, that's not what we do.
No, not, nope, not, don't go to you.
Right.
Exactly. I love it. No, and that's the same thing that I say. I'm like, no, if you're looking for a quick instant Band-Aid fix, I am not your person. And that's yeah. okay. Like yeah. That's okay. How can people get a hold of you? How can they work with you? We'll put everything in the show notes too. What's the best places to find you?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Look in the show notes, because I want you to sign up for just that free ebook of how to balance my hormones. Like, do that foundational stuff. It's super easy. Like, it's a quick read, a couple basic things you can, and most of you'll say, okay, I'm doing three of these. Let me do these other two and see if I still need her. Or you can go to drtabatha.com. It's DrTabatha. That's all A's, no I's. And there's just a quick form you fill out. You schedule a call with my team and we figure out, like, am I a good fit? Can we help you? What do you need? And we'll take it from there.
Perfect. Oh, I love it. And you guys, make sure you check out her TikTok, her Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of it too. Again, we'll put everything
and
in the
Gutsy Gynecologist show. Like, I talk about all these topics on my show.
Yes. We didn't even talk about your podcast, The Gutsy Gynecologist. I love it.
Yes. And you need to come in and talk about, like, all these exercise myths. It's so ridiculous what women are told to do.
Oh my God. That could be hours upon hours. But yes, I'd love that. I'd love to team up with you. I think it could, I just want to keep this conversation going. I could keep you for another 2 hours, but I just can't thank you enough for coming on and just being honest and real with us. We need more women being real with other women and not sugarcoating it and telling us the truth, even if it's going to hurt our feelings.
Yep, exactly.
Well, thank you again for coming on. We'll put everything in the show notes, you guys. This is one of those episodes. You pass it on. Pass it on to your sister. Pass it on to your mom, your neighbor, everyone, and help educate people. And then if you think you need help, get a hold of Dr. Tabatha. This, you never know. This is like the episode that could change your life. It really could change the direction in the path.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, thanks for coming on. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.